Enemy Intel is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
The Eagles are facing an Atlanta Falcons defense that is very defined in its coverage philosophy. They're a foundational cover three defense. That's where they start. That's their methodology. And cover three, of course, means that you have three deep defenders. You've got a single high safety, and you have two outside corners, each responsible for a deep third of the field. It's a zone coverage concept. Now, every zone has holes that can be attacked and exploited. And we've seen that this year when we watch the Falcons' defense. And what the Falcons like to do when they face three receivers to one side of the field, which we call trips, they play the single high safety. They cheat him to that side of the field. And the Green Bay Packers, they understood this. And here you see them motion their back outside, making it a trips formation to the wide side of the field to the left. Now notice that the inside slot receiver here is Jordy Nelson. Where the hole is going to be in this defense is all the way across the field to the boundary side. So now what you get is you get the corner to the boundary side is held down playing his third by the single receiver to that side. You get the safety, as I mentioned, cheating to the trip side of the field. So there's an opening in kind of a deep area. There's a deep void. Jordy Nelson will run what we call a deep over route. The only player who can play him and must run with him is the safety here, Keanu Neal. Now, Jordy Nelson on a safety, a wide receiver on a safety, you will always take that. You see the deep over route. You see the throw by Aaron Rodgers. This is a 50-plus yard gain. That area where Nelson caught the ball is a void in this cover three defense, and you can attack it. Now, let's see this one more time. This will be the San Diego Chargers. Now, notice their formation is different. They still have three receivers to one side, but this is a bunch formation, a tight bunch formation. But the coverage is exactly the same. It will be the same cover three concept we just spoke about. Out with the single high safety again, cheated just a bit toward that trip side and the backside corner. Again, he's playing his deep third to the single receiver side. So you have that same void created. This time the receiver is Tyrell Williams, a big 6'4", 205-pound receiver. This time he gets matched up on a linebacker, the rookie Devondre Campbell. Now, Campbell is a linebacker. You get a wide receiver on a linebacker, you'll take that every day of the week. Same route, deep over route. Phillip Rivers lays it out. Another gain of about 50 yards in the same open void in cover three. This is an area that I would expect the Eagles to attack. They can put Jordan Matthews as their number three or inside slot receiver and use him to run that route. We've seen him run that route in his career, so this is something I would expect to see.
All right, Mike, quick, when you're facing that Falcons defense, which likes to play a lot of cover three, do the Eagles maybe have the perfect recipe for that with some of the plays that we saw against the Giants?
Well, Greg showed how you beat cover three, but this is another example of how you can beat cover three with getting up the field. You got a vertical route here. You're going to have a wheel route by the second receiver. And what's interesting here is that all the routes are shut off. This cornerback does a nice job of falling off, taking this away. This safety takes this away. And even the over route is going to be taken away by the underneath defender. So what do? You don't want to give a team like Atlanta too many opportunities. You have to be safe. So he goes to the check down. That's not even there. He ends up throwing the football away rather than giving that team another opportunity by forcing it somewhere. And that's what you have to do against Atlanta. They score too many points. You don't want to give them too many opportunities.